Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. We'll talk numbers and Christmas sales with the president of the Retail Merchants Association, Diana Kent. Diana, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm good. Hope you are as well. So let's dive right in. What's the picture so far for the holiday shopping season?
Things are looking pretty good. We have some good expectations nationally. I know the National Retail Federation is looking at retail sales growth for November and December between 3.8% and 4.2%. I know our local retailers saw some good numbers this past weekend with some gloomier weather. I think that they had some lower foot traffic than expected, but they definitely think that things are going to be evening out throughout the rest of the month as we move past just this big initial holiday kickoff.
The challenges of online shopping are well known to the brick and mortar stores. What is your take on how Black Friday alone went?
I think Black Friday was really big this year, particularly in online. I think that it evens out. I think people are really looking to do a mix of both online and in-store shopping. So while online looks huge this weekend as people were moving away from going in-store, they certainly are planning to go in-store as this holiday weekend kind of comes to an end, Cyber Monday ends. They plan to do a bigger mix of moving back into store.
Small businesses have challenges up against the big boxes and the online retailers. How did Small Business Saturday go? What's the outlook for the local small businesses this year?
I think it's great. I think that people are really interested in having those connections with their small businesses, and they want to support local retail. I think that over this weekend it was harder, and I think we had some gloomy weather here in Richmond, but there was still a lot of support on Small Business Saturday. It's still definitely a big holiday for people to make sure they're going out and supporting their local retailers. But I think, like I said, I think that our retailers are really looking to see more of the sales pick up now that this big boom has happened and that all the 30-40% deals have gone on, that they'll go back and really even out their sales in the local stores.
When you talk about the local businesses, do they count on loyalty? Do they, you know, what is the secret sauce to make the small businesses continue to thrive, especially during the holiday season?
Sure, I do. I think loyalty is definitely a big thing. And I think that we're seeing some of the younger generations really enjoy going in store. So they, the millennials, the Gen Zs, they say they prefer to shop in store. They want to have those connections. They're looking for the experience. And they know that if they can go in and make those connections, that's really how they want to patronize and do their shopping. They see it as kind of that way to disconnect from being online, and they want to have that person-to-person interaction.
Do the local businesses not – I mean, I know you can't brush with a broad stroke about all of them, but do a lot of the local businesses embrace having an online presence and adding that part of it to their business model, or do most of them still stick with the in-store, local store flavor?
Sure. So I think a lot of them do have the mainly in-store, but we think that, you know, the most sustainable advantage is when they exist online and in-store. To meet, you know, consumer expectations, people want things faster and faster these days, and local retailers have the biggest advantage to provide that. If they can, you know, bridge the gap between having that online and in-store, we're seeing more and more move in that direction, but a lot still favor, and certainly majority of their sales come from that in-store traffic.
But to be clear, because of some of the weather, Small Business Saturday numbers were down a little bit this year, or is that not the case?
We don't have all of our numbers quite in, but I think that you know, it's trending that less people were out shopping altogether this weekend. So not just necessarily on Small Business Saturday, but there was less foot traffic throughout the entire weekend as more people moved to do online sales and shop online rather than go out to the store over this weekend specifically.
As we focus our attention on Cyber Monday today, Diana, is that a, you know, I asked you about the local business, but is that kind of a local phenomenon or is that more of a national thing?
I would say it's more of a national thing for Cyber Monday, and some smaller businesses and local retailers participate, but, you know, a majority are not participating in the way that some of the national retailers do, where they're offering 30 to 40 to 50% off product. You know, it's really hard for local retailers to be able to cut margins that way. And I think that they're not participating in the same way, but want to take advantage of the consumer's kind of way of participating in holiday shopping. So some do, but I would say a majority are not participating as nationals do.
Diana, before we let you go, is there a sense of urgency among local businesses because the holiday season is compressed this year with the late Thanksgiving?
Yes, I think that there is. You know, there's 6 fewer shopping days, and they certainly want to make sure that during this time that they're staying busy and that they're getting those sales done. I know this accounts for 20% of all retail sales during the holiday season, so I know that they're looking to get the most out of this shorter time period.
We appreciate the time and the insight. Happy holidays and enjoy the day.
You too. Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.